This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking to get onto the road to wellness? Start your journey with the Good Day Health Podcast. Go to gooddayhealthshow.com and press play. Or you can find the Good Day Health Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcast. 1, 2, 3, 4, shut the door and say no more. Well, that's actually not our way of looking at things. We open the door and we have lots to say. On the DJV program, it's Jennifer Horn who's here with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. The statistics are in. Let's have a round of applause. Congratulations to the radio world. Radio's reach. 63% of all Americans listen to radio every single day. 89% within the context of a week, will listen to a radio program, radio station, their favorite, whether it's music radio or whether it's talk. Talk is still the number one format, but it's kind of interesting, isn't it, to think of all the podcasters, yeah, let's podcast. And yet, well, there's an impact there. And don't kid yourself. There are tons of podcasts. Victoria has a fabulous one, as a matter of fact, all about blemishes and beauty or whatever it is. What's it called?
Beauty Pop.
Beauty
Pop.
Not about
blemishes, but it's yeah, beauty reviews of products and stuff like that.
Why wouldn't it be about blemishes if you have
Well, my co-host has had acne recently, so yes, yeah. We have covered that.
Okay. You cover up the acne, right? Or how do you deal with
it?
What do you do?
Yeah, she went to the dermatologist, and it was a whole long drama, but yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, I've had that. When I was a kid, I had a lot of acne, and it's not fun. I took a lot of, I took some kind of a drug at the time. I remember they were yellow and orange pills. It begins with a T.
Tetracycline?
Yep, that's it. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's, maybe that's what's wrong with me, as I look, you know, what?
I don't know.
It's as easy as that.
There's more to it.
Well, okay, good. What do we know about the gunman in San Jose, Jennifer? The mass shooting there, a lot of different sources talking about this 57-year-old maintenance worker who apparently killed himself after he shot up the rail yard. What was there about the rail yard? I'm trying to figure that one out.
He worked there, and a ninth person, by the way, the story overnight. There were eight victims. There were eight people who died yesterday. A ninth shooting victim died as well. That person was identified as Alex Fritch. He was 49. The range of ages, anywhere from like 29 for people well into their 50s. The gunman is Sam Cassidy. Authorities say that he was known as a quiet employee of the VTA who had no previous criminal record. He turned his weapon on himself after he went after and shot all of these people. You know, one thing to understand is that this VTA is on the same block as the Sheriff's Department and the county jail, I believe, in Santa Clara County.
What does VTA stand for?
It's the Transit Authority. I'll find out for you.
Okay.
The Valley Transport. Sorry, it's Valley Transportation Authority Rail Yard. There you go. That's the VTA. But it's on the same block as the sheriff's department. So sheriffs were able to get there relatively quickly. As soon as they did, as soon as law enforcement entered and they heard the noise. They heard the gunshots. They got the calls. As soon as they entered the yard, that's when the suspect turned the gun on himself. So he didn't want to engage, I guess, with law enforcement. But a lot of stuff is coming out about him. Apparently, he shot up his whole shift. They said the whole crew with whatever shift he was on, that whole crew was wiped out and gone.
Wow.
A former girlfriend of his came out and said that he would have a lot of mood swings when she was with him and that he would drink a lot. And she said several times during their relationship, he'd become so intoxicated, he would become enraged, and he'd force himself on her
sexually. He was drinking on the job?
No, this was in his personal life with his girlfriend. I don't know if he was drinking on the job, but this is his girlfriend saying that he would get drunk and, you know, be violent with her, and then the next morning would apologize. She would let it go. In 2009, I guess Cassidy sought a restraining order against a woman claiming she had threatened to get him fired from his job and damaged a car in his driveway. So he asked for the restraining order. I guess it was ultimately settled out of court. The girlfriend also said that he had told her about how he wanted to shoot the people that he worked with, that he wanted to take part in a workplace shooting like this. She didn't tell anybody because she didn't believe that he was telling her the truth. She thought that he was making it up. I guess a neighbor spoke out and said that he always tried to avoid Cassidy because he considered him to be someone who would turn angry. He had this hot temper. The neighbor said, I talked to him 5 times a year.
Certainly
I'd say hi to him, and he gave
him
a dirty look.
Yeah.
We don't know how he got the gun either. He set his house on fire. There was some fire. They thought explosive devices in the area.
This guy was nuts.
It was.
The girlfriend didn't turn him in for any. She said
he
hadn't
been together in a while, I guess. Uh-huh. But yeah, she hadn't spoken to him in a long time. But she's talking out now, speaking out now.
All right, Governor Newsom has been ordered to pay a settlement with churches. Okay, this is not coming out of his pocket. It's coming out of your pocket. Right? His money's state money that's
ultimately
going to the...
yeah.
Right. Yeah, he's not paying for it. Does this open the door for these same sorts of suits around the rest of the country? One would wonder.
This went all the way up to the Supreme Court, by the way. This local Harvest Rock Church in California took it all the way up to the Supreme Court. But he's been ordered now by a lower court to pay $1.35 million in a settlement. And that was a settlement that the governor's office said, well, we didn't do anything wrong, but we'll just pay them anyway out of the goodness of our hearts, because they didn't want to get the decision ruling against him. They can no longer place pandemic restriction on churches or houses of worship, according to the agreement. And the Liberty Council, which represented Harvest Rock, said that Newsom was the worst governor in America for religious liberty. That was a statement that
governor,
he gave the
Washington
Examiner.
He's the worst governor in America for any consideration.
Yeah.
And there's some pretty bad ones, but he's horrible. What a disgrace.
The Supreme Court ruled that California, or that any state, but California particularly in this lawsuit, couldn't limit indoor and at-home religious gatherings, because that's what they were attempting to do. It was a 5-4 decision by the Supreme Court.
So when's Garcetti getting out of town and going to India?
Not sooner the better. Poor Los Angeles is gain and India's loss, and they're going through a lot right now, but, you know, enjoy, yeah. Eric Garcetti.
Right. See you later on. See you later, alligator. This is something I didn't talk about here. I did talk about on the Countdown show last week, because some of the participants come from this area of Western Massachusetts and Western Central Connecticut. I don't know if any of you in your own circle of friends or in your own circle of influence saw the story about the nooses that were found at the Amazon warehouse.
Yeah.
I was in Western Connecticut last week picking up a load of cows, and I'm driving up the interstate, and just before you get to the airport on the left-hand side going north, this huge, huge building. And I'm thinking to myself, what could that be? And then I asked somebody about it, and they said it was an Amazon. Well, I saw a couple of prime trailers in the parking lot, and I'm thinking, okay, this is another Amazon warehouse. But, I mean, this thing is huge. So apparently some of the construction workers are having a problem with other construction workers, i.e. white workers versus black workers, and some real cretins hung some nooses around the building as it was being constructed. So now another noose has been found after a big deal was made out of that. And these people apparently have a lot of balsam, whoever it is that's doing it. Pretty sickening stuff. So nooses found
at the Amazon. These are Bubba Wallace nooses. These are like real nooses, right?
Yeah. This is exactly. Yeah. No,
Amazon's been trying to keep this quiet for several weeks now. They're doing an investigation. They're trying to figure it out, but yeah.
No.
I mean, security cameras alone, right? Like, how do they not know who's doing this?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. And under the circumstances, I guess when you look at these sorts of things, I don't know. I mean, I just don't understand people and their thinking. I don't understand it. Here's another one. Dylan Roof. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a guy. This is a white supremacist, killed 9 people at
after
the church.
After praying with them.
Yeah.
Sitting in the church for over an hour, praying with these people, and then mass murdered all of them. It's disgusting.
33 federal charges, hate crimes, the whole thing. He got a death sentence, and now he's appealing it. And one wonders how long this will go on. And what's the quality of life? I guess, I mean, if I were in this position and I was going to spend the rest of my life in jail, I don't know that I'd want to live, but that's maybe the way.
Well, it really shouldn't be up to him. He shouldn't get to decide how he wants to live the rest of his life when he took so many lives.
Well, supposedly he had mental problems, but you know what? You don't think about it at all.
Is it the death penalty for him? No,
well,
I still don't. I think he should stay
locked
away
forever. I don't like the death
forever.
Penalty, but I think that he's... I think there are some exceptions, as you know. You kill a policeman that's working in the line of duty, I think you should get baked for that. I mean, I think there are some other circumstances. When you kill people like this, you should be cooked for it. I think there are some exceptions to the rule. I don't know where you draw
the line. Well,
the
problem, though, is... But now that he wants to appeal it, and now that he has lawyers, because he insisted on defending himself in court, so now he has lawyers saying, oh, well, he didn't know what he was signing off on, that
baloney.
he should have pleaded that
he was
killed insane.
Dozens of people. What the hell difference does it make?
Right.
I
don't want him to get an appeal and get a new trial, and then he gets a lighter sentence based on, oh, well, he's mentally ill. Obviously, he is mentally ill, but he still chose to represent himself. And the prosecutor
system,
said, "Look, we gave him all the options. We told him you shouldn't represent yourself, or whatever." And he still chose to. So it was his choice, his deal.
There's too much liberalism when it comes to that sort of thing. As far as I'm concerned, just dispatch this person. Anybody who does that, that's a real crime, not only against the individual, but against society. It is really a black eye on our system, our society, whatever it is, whatever goes on in people's minds, and whether we've had it too good and people, I don't know if there's an excuse for everything. I'm sick of it. Get rid of this guy. 18 past the hour.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, or backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers, get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Trending time at 23 after the hour here on the DJV program. I know you're attached to this information. I love listening to the ladies bring me up to date on custody battles. For example, Brad Pitt apparently now has joint custody of his 6 children with Angelina Jolie. That's been in the works for how long? How many years have they been fighting this out?
They filed for divorce, what, 2016-ish?
Yeah.
Really? So, under the circumstances, does he deserve it? Yeah, I suppose he does. I mean, why not? Isn't he pretty much... He's sort of sorted himself out, hasn't he? He's got a one of those
Seems
kids
like
is
it.
19 years old. I didn't realize that.
Oof. Yeah, the oldest one. That's the one that Angelina adopted when I think she was still with Billy Bob Thornton at the time. And
really?
Then they broke up right after she adopted Maddox. And so, yeah.
Would you say that she was probably tough to be with? Is that the consensus?
Well, apparently he was pretty tough to be with when he was drinking, and now he doesn't drink anymore. But, yeah, apparently that's how this kind of all went down. They had that some big drunken fight on an airplane, and then the TSA got involved, and the federal agents, the FBI was investigating.
Oh, I mean,
thing.
The TSA took time away from checking the pipelines?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess good for them. Yeah,
yeah,
fabulous. All right,
I mean,
in a moment.
Apparently this is really more just about, you know, she doesn't want to live in L.A., and so I think she wants full custody so she could live, you know, in Cambodia or wherever she wants to live, and he wants to see his kids, so, you know, it was considered a big loss for her in court.
All right. Big win for a famous actor right after this.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer, inviting you to my special live stream event. It's an evening with Fred Dreyer, Thursday, May 27th at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern. Join me and Mike Horn for an evening of great stories and never-before-heard tales from my football and acting careers. After the event, join me backstage for a virtual meet and greet. You'll be able to ask me questions, get a virtual photograph, and a video of your experience. Get your tickets now at omgvip.com. That's omgvip.com. See you all there.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
All right, so who won? The Masked Singer? Which, that's all over as of last night, right? And the
Yes, I think so. Yeah. Nick Lachey was the winner.
A lot of boy bands. I got a kick out. I happen to be tuning in when Donnie Wahlberg showed up and went over and kissed his wife, Jenny McCarthy, who's one of the judges. But there's, you know, some of the stuff. I don't know most of these people, but it happens every. I seem to have whatever, maybe my psychic abilities. When I'm flipping around, I just kind of get there when these things were going on. So Nick Lachey, why is he? I mean, I know the name, and I know he's been in one of the boy bands. So what's his? What's the rest of his? Didn't he? Wasn't he big on MTV? Do I remember that from when?
He had a reality show with then-wife Jessica Simpson, The Newlyweds.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's hosted a bunch of stuff. You've seen him. The show that Pentatonix got their start on was a reality singing group, a cappella group. I forget the name of it, but he was the host of that. And then Pentatonix won that season. So, yeah, he's basically transitioned into a TV host for most of his career now.
Howard University is doing what with whose legacy?
Chadwick Boseman. The College of Fine Arts is going to be bearing his name. It will be the Chadwick Boseman College of Fine Arts. It's part of Howard University. That's where Chadwick Boseman went. There was a situation where the College of Fine Arts was going to be more absorbed into HU, and Chadwick at the time had fought to have emphasis on it, keep it its own. So he's being honored post-mortem with that. It's a great thing.
Yeah,
yeah, nice. It is. Well, most everybody, it seems, no matter where you are in life, thinks he was a pretty cool guy. 28 after the hour on the Thursday DJV program. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving Earth or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
Does learning a language feel like this?
No habla español.
Hablo.
It's hablo?
Yes.
It's hablo.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
Since my husband is from Guatemala, I'll apply what I've learned in Babbel to our real-life situations.
The app is so easy to use, and it's so practical. It helps you learn things that you will actually need.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at babbel.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senators grilled Dr. Anthony Fauci about U.S. tax dollars funding the Wuhan Institute of Virology and about the origins of COVID-19. Fauci says history has proven most pandemics are started in the wild.
So the historical basis for pandemics evolving naturally from an animal reservoir is extremely strong. And it's for that reason that we felt that something similar like this has a much higher likelihood.
The motive for Wednesday morning's horrible shooting tragedy in San Jose, California, remained a mystery overnight after more sad news arrived late Wednesday evening. A ninth shooting victim has died after being transported to the hospital. The shooting took place at Valley Transportation Authority rail yard near San Jose, California Airport. The suspect, 57-year-old Sam James Cassidy, took his own life after the shooting. USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
David Chipman, President Biden's nominee for director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, or ATF, said at a confirmation hearing Wednesday he supports banning assault weapons, yet he couldn't define what an assault weapon is. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy.
Do you believe in banning assault weapons?
I do, sir.
Okay. Define assault weapons.
Assault weapons would be something that members of Congress would define.
Well, how do you define it? You're going to be running the agency.
Senator, the bill to ban assault weapons
is your
dozens of pages.
Of an
There's no way I could define an assault weapon.
Give me your definition.
I can give you one definition.
If you want to answer my question, how can I vote for you? I'm done, Mr. Chairman. I don't think I'm going to get an answer.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton.
Can you tell me what is an assault weapon? How would you define it if you were the head of the ATF? How have you defined it over the last several years as your role as a gun control advocate?
I know there's a Demand Letter 3 program, which requires multiple reports. ATF in that program has defined an assault rifle as any semi-automatic rifle capable of accepting a detachable magazine above the caliber of .22, which would include a .223, which is, you know, largely the AR-15 round.
I'm amazed that might be the definition of assault weapon. That would basically cover every single modern sporting rifle in America today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's Thursday, May 27th. I'm Doug Steffen. There's Victoria Keelan over there and Jay Kirshner cracking down somebody who listens in Bozeman, Montana, who often sends me things. Send me the following. The question about, this has to do with the discussion we were having about the guy that killed 30 people in church, right? What was his name?
Dylan Roof, yeah.
Okay, so this fellow says, what's it with all these weak sentences? Now, the Dylan thing wasn't weak to begin with, but it seems that it is, you know, it could go in that direction. I know that Jennifer and all of us are talking often about the suspended sentences, the weak sentences in California. Judges handing out these now apparently in Montana. And the question is, why is it that criminals convicted of serious crimes like rape and murder are given suspended sentences? I think that's an extraordinarily good question. Why? How is there any justice?
And then there are people who served at least 10 years for having weed on them. Like, I don't get it. Yeah, I know.
But why is there, if we all agree, and this is government of the people, by the people, for the people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, then if we all agree, or pretty much most of us agree, and we have a representative form of government, then why are these things questioned? Why are they happening? What is it that needs to be done? Or what's the
change
message
state laws,
that has to
right?
be? Well, no, the laws are the laws. It's the interpretation of the law, Victoria.
No, but if, right, but in some cases, judges have said that they would like to even give a stricter sentence, but they can only go by what the law allows.
Yeah, but in many circumstances, there are people, and there isn't any consistency, as you've suggested, in penalties that are handed out by cretins for people who may be smoking weed or whatever it is. The difference, you see, the intellect of people isn't as it used to be. So people, they hear drugs and they think it's, you know, marijuana is a drug, and if you smoke it, you should be put in jail. The same as somebody who's selling crack cocaine or opiates or something like that. That's just imbecilic. It really is. And I'm not calling people names. It just is. It just doesn't make any sense that you don't see the difference between the two of them. Is it that we have that a different schooling? Is that what it is? The effectiveness of learning or teaching people about what the different, you know, there are many benefits that come from these so-called drugs. I don't know. I find it just bothers me. Frankly, and I don't know what to. I'm glad this guy sent this information along. Thank you. It's food for thought. The Friends reunion is tonight, right? Doesn't it start streaming tonight?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And apparently, there is a bombshell. Have you heard about this, ladies?
The Jennifer Aniston, David Schwimmer one?
Yep, it is.
What's the bombshell?
Apparently.
Are you spoiling this? Is this a spoiler alert?
Well,
this is out. Yeah, this. Okay. I mean, this is out and online.
They were going to hook up in real life, apparently.
They had real feelings for each other that they used for their characters,
mm-hmm.
apparently. So that's why their relationship on screen was just so cute, because it was kind of real.
Real. Yeah.
Interesting.
Right. I'm looking at a picture, an outtake of Aniston looking at Schwimmer right now in the product that's going to be available today. Aniston, apparently all the rest of them knew it. We never crossed the boundary, we respected, so they said. What about the romance between the others? Wasn't there who was hooked up with Courtney Cox and who was hooked up with Lisa Kudrow? How did that? Was Perry with Kudrow
Perry and Courtney Cox were they were on screen characters and just good friends in real life, but I don't know if they dated in real life. I don't think so.
I think just their characters were married. And then Lisa Kudrow, her character ended up marrying Paul Rudd.
Oh,
I have a controversial
right.
statement, but I liked Rachel better with Joey than I did with Ross. I liked that little.
I never understood Rachel with Joey, actually. I was just, I don't know.
It was out of nowhere, and I was here for it.
Well, you wonder about, this kind of brings up other on-screen, off-screen romances. You know that I'm a fan of Chicago PD, and during the first 4 years of, the show's been on, I think, 8 or 9 seasons now, and there was a young woman named Sophia Bush, who was actually the second lead in the show. And she had an on-screen relationship with Jesse Lee Soffer, who I forget what his character's name is, but he's kind of the second lead now. And they had an off-screen thing for a couple of years. Remember we were talking about that? Then he dumped her for the woman from Chicago Med that was dating Will Estes from, am I losing everybody here?
Tori DeVito.
DeVito. The fact that I remember all of this stuff, what does that say about me?
Well, Sophia Bush, didn't she marry Chad Michael Murray when they were doing One Tree Hill for a hot minute? And then they ended the divorce and they had to keep working together.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Guy Fieri, fixture on the Food Network. He was on the Food Network. What, he was the next star? Is that how he got into fame and fortune?
Yeah, the next Food Network star. He was one of the contestants.
Right. So there is now a deal on the table which will net him $80 million.
Unbelievable.
$27 million a year. He made $6,000 for the first series, $6,000. And now It shows you how crazy people are when it comes to these food shows. I think it's nuts. I don't see any. When these things come up, I see them on this network or that network, and I just keep clicking because I don't get it. But apparently,
because we know. Actually, you should probably not keep clicking. You should get some cooking tips.
What's wrong with that?
We know how you are with your with your kitchen. Mm-hmm.
Nah. Okay. Right. Anyway. Okay. And who's gonna watch the Friends thing tonight? Anybody?
I'll have dinner plans tonight, but I'm definitely recording it for sure.
Mm. Yeah, I want to watch it. Here's something I saw on somebody's Facebook page. This is a very interesting question, and I'm going to encourage the ladies and people. One of the reasons, as you know, that I do all of this stuff on the air is because I want people, if I ask the ladies questions, I want you to put yourself in their position and ask yourself the question. So here's the question. You ready?
Ready.
Without necessarily revealing your age, say something a young person wouldn't understand today.
The Dewey Decimal System.
Perfect. What about you, Victoria?
That's a
what is there?
Yeah.
All right, we'll think about it for a minute.
Yeah.
I want to.
Delia's catalog.
Okay, there you go. The Delia's catalog.
I'm helping you out.
Thank you.
What is it? I didn't hear what it is.
The Delia's catalog. It was
I don't
a clothing
know what that
catalog.
Is.
It's a clothing catalog, yeah, that Jay and I were obsessed with.
Really? Uh-huh. So that's not around today?
No.
Obviously. Yeah. Mm-mm. See, man, I could go back. Well, I do it all the time. That's not a question for me because I'm always talking about stuff that people don't understand today. There's things that I've experienced, but that's what happens generationally. But I just thought this was a good exercise, so we'll follow through on it, see if we got any more responses from the ladies. 42 after the hour on the DJV program. Talk about getting a good night's rest. How'd you sleep last night? Did it okay? Yeah? Well, wait a minute. If your answer is I didn't do so well, perhaps you ought to listen to me for the next 60 seconds. Talk about all the things that MyPillow can do to change the way you sleep. MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's rest. You don't have to wake up with a sore neck, a headache. Maybe you're somebody, if you don't get a good night's rest, you want to have a nap. Okay, so how about we eliminate all those things by having the best pillows around in your bedroom on your bed? As a matter of fact, in every bedroom in your house, you should have these premium MyPillows. And right now, this is the price of the year. You can get the queen size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You know what, Victoria, I'm just remembering. We ordered a bunch of pillows, you and I did,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't get the one that was supposedly made to order. Why would it take this long to get that?
I don't know.
Something to look into. Anyway.
Okay.
I was using the pillows. I love pillows. So I'm using the pillows that I get from some of these high-end places to balance off the MyPillows. I wrap myself up. There were pillows all over my bed. I just love to wrap myself around the pillows. And the pillows, these are so reasonable. The king pillow is only $5 more, by the way, at MyPillow. So use the promo code DJV when you're in there. And you have the 10-year warranty, the 60-day money-back guarantee for everything that's there. You know about the new My Slippers that are kind of cool. Now, those are available, too, 40% off. There are deals from 30% off to 65% off to be had when you're buying various merchandise at MyPillow.com. Just do a little shopping online. The product catalog is there for you to peruse and then buy. MyPillow.com at checkout. Use the promo code DJV.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work.
If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Have you heard all the good news about Ebon's Bakehouse? Gluten-free goodness in cookies, in breads. That's the secret to Ebon's Bakehouse. Go to their website, ebonsbakehouse.com, to find all the various products. There are all kinds of things that we all now know about gluten, how bad it is for us. I'm one of those people that has a severe reaction. That's one of the reasons that I've gotten so excited about talking to you about the products you can get at ebonsbakehouse.com. Breads, cookies, rolls. This stuff is fabulous. All the ladies on the DJB program have eaten it. They love it. Anybody I know who has had any of these products, love, love, love them. You will love them too. Use the code DJV for a big discount when you check out ebonsbakehouse.com. Order, enjoy, go back again. It's 100% guaranteed or your money back that you will love the products from Ebon's Bakehouse at ebonsbakehouse.com.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so ladies, any more thinking about young people and what they don't know today or what they wouldn't be exposed to that you have been exposed to? Any? I just was thinking, there's a whole rat.
Well, there's so much technology that's, you know, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's always kind of what I think about is just how different the tech is.
One of the things that goes on in terms of cultural stuff, the television things, like, will the next generation get Schitt's Creek? That kind of stuff. Is it, there are a lot of things there that apply to now that may not be something that makes any sense to people in 20 years from now. Yes?
Well, there's some cultural references, you know, that won't last forever. But, yeah, I think the overall, the thing about Schitt's Creek that's so wonderful is that it's, you know, this incredibly wealthy family loses all their money and has to live in Schitt's Creek. And so so the themes of family and love and relationships and things like that will all last.
Yeah, they've got a coffee. We still love that.
Yeah. Coffee table book coming out if you're a Schitt's Creek fan, you can look for that. It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Good man, Phil. All right, ladies, you get this?
Yes.
So this is a throwback to what we were talking about a few minutes ago. Things that you, the music is the most, for me anyway, the thing from generation to generation that people don't get, don't remember. This song was such a big hit when I was a jock, and I can hear one of my great friends who was a disc jockey introing it in my head back probably 1968. Phil, what was the year? Is that 67, 68? Somewhere in there?
I can't say.
Yeah, I think it's in there, in that vicinity somewhere. All right, well, we have to fast forward now to today and the fact that Chuck Curry is here with some movie moments, some movie news. So stand by for late-breaking items for those of you who are fans of 007.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Nothing I like better than hearing the theme. Well, that's not really true, but I do enjoy the theme from James Bond because it is one of those things that puts a picture in your head immediately of the opening credits of every James Bond movie. Right, Chucker? You think that? You know, and then they get into the action and you know it's going to be a transition because this music comes in. All right, so what's the latest on the latest Bond?
Well, MGM, we talked about it yesterday. It is now official. MGM is sold for $8.4 billion to
Justice
Amazon.
Justice Department's looking into it, and I'm going to bet they're going to KO it. I wouldn't count my chickens on this one. Why? because there's another company that's too big, controls too much of the sector of business. Not a good move. I don't see this as, unless MGM's in danger of going out of business.
Let's just say hypothetically it happens. MGM controls 4,000 titles, 17,000 hours of programming.
Yeah.
They control James Bond, Rocky, Poltergeist, all the old classic films, 180 Oscars under that library's belt. It probably is a good investment long-term, especially with the innovation and the future of streaming. That is a good library to stream indeed.
It is. All right. But does it make a difference to the average viewer? One wonders about that when you get into things like this.
Well, they're not going to know. I mean, if you want to watch most of the Rocky films, at least the first six of them, you could go to Netflix. They're on Netflix. They just added that.
From Netflix and put them someplace else?
It depends. They could. I mean, Disney's done that. Some of the Marvel movies were on Netflix, and then when Disney Plus emerged, they took back their properties and have them exclusively on. Yeah, I guess eventually that would be the case. I guess people are speculating, would Amazon take the James Bond character and spin it off into like a weekly series or a limited series beside doing the theatrical stuff.
Does that water down Star Wars?
It's actually worked very well for what they've done with Star Wars, especially the Mandalorian on Disney Plus. I mean, people rave about that. That the production value
incredible.
Is incredible. Just
it's no good anymore. Gina Carano.
Plus the talent involved. Jon Favreau helmed that series, and the guy's a tremendous director. So, yeah.
You got to give Chuck the behind the scenes. Hi, Chuck. Victoria and I at your expense were just having a conversation about Gina Carano being on The Mandalorian, and she got fired for saying something stupid on some social media. And so Victoria said, nah, she didn't make any difference anyway.
She was good on the show, but her storyline ran out. But you've never seen it, so you make these statements like, oh, the show is not the same without her. Well, you've never even seen the show.
How do you know that? You don't know
I know that. Because if you did, we would hear you talking about it all the time because it's so good. But you don't have Disney Plus.
I've been doing this a long time with Doug, and Doug's perfected the art of never seeing something but having a very strong opinion. So I don't think that'll change.
Okay, well, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. What I'm thinking will happen? They'll take some of the old James Bond scripts and redo them. What do you think? Like, what's a new James Bond into From Russia with Love? What does that do for us? This is a whole
They could do a lot. Listen, they're going to produce.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.